But first, at least 9 members of a family that lived on both sides of the U.S.-Mexico border were ambushed and killed early Monday morning in the mountain ranges east of Sonora. It's still not clear whether the victims were mistaken for rival gang members or were targets themselves. For the latest, we turn to KJZZ's Michelle Morisco in Tucson. And a warning, the subject matter and audio may be inappropriate for some listeners. Michelle, thank you for joining us.
Hey, thank you.
So you're getting word of a major situation unraveling in Sonora just before dawn yesterday morning. What were you hearing?
Around 3 a.m. we started getting phone calls and WhatsApp messages from border residents in Douglas and in Agua Prieta about machine gun fire. By about 5 a.m., the Douglas, Arizona Police Department had put out a warning to residents saying, do not go into Mexico, and that there was a sustained automatic weapon gunfire happening just across the border.
And then we learned of this incident. What do we know now?
So, yeah, those, just like you said, those reports are still coming in. We don't know if this family was targeted. The LeBarons themselves have said that as many as 17 members were killed. Some of those were, I believe, the six kids who fled from the gunfight and ran back to town, which was, I think, 4 hours away. The number may be not as high as 17, but we do know that there was at least nine victims in this massacre.
And Michelle, tell us about this family, the LeBarons. What do we know about them?
So the LeBarons have a really interesting backstory. They are essentially a fundamentalist Mormon community that lives in a small town of La Mora in Chihuahua. And this is basically the area between the states of Sonora and Chihuahua, south of Arizona and New Mexico, kind of where the four converge. They've been there for several decades. About 10, 15 years ago, in 2009, actually, Benjamin LeBaron was murdered along with his brother-in-law. They were outspoken against organized crime. This was a time when the Juarez cartel and the Sinaloa cartel were just battling it out in amongst these small towns in this area. It's a really beautiful, it's a very small area. It's extremely rural. The family, according to these posts, we're about to play some audio here, were returning from Phoenix and from Tucson, where they had gathered different family members and then left for this convoy, essentially, back to their town. And then this video surfaced yesterday night.
This is for the record. Nita and 4 of my grandchildren are burnt and shot up right on the road out of La Mora.
Mitchell, obviously very disturbing video coming out there.
Yeah, and this was a video that's been posted by the family. The person shooting this is not identified. He's walking around a car that has been absolutely burnt. I mean, just charred beyond nothing left, metal left, charred metal. At this point, the LeBarons have taken the social media and they're clamoring for help for their members that still live in Chihuahua.
All right. That's KJZZ's Michelle Morisco in Tucson. Michelle, thanks for the update.
Hey, thank you.